over the summer period, you know, crime was relatively relatively static level, you know, different blips, but you know, we have to look at this in the round, in that you had a similar break in Keys and Lahey last Monday night, the 11th of September, around 11 o'clockish, and then you had one on Sunday night, just night before last night, in Tullygay. Similar type of premises targeted, similar type of access routes taken into the premises, all of that, striking similarities as such. And during the week, there was also an unsuccessful attack on the value centre in the Port Road in Letterkenny. So, you know, obviously retail or storage commercial businesses are the target or are the focus of these groups at the minute. And we've had it in the past where we've had a number of rural filling stations targeted, you know, over the different winters, say from 2014 going forward, in different places, Letchamick Ward, down and out in Glenswilly and out towards Termon, you know. So the similarities are there.
It's clear that those who are doing this are not opportunistic. They are planning what they're doing. They're showing a level of, for want of a better word, sophistication. And in order to combat that, you're saying to business people, you also need to show sophistication, particularly in terms of your alarm systems, yeah, and ensuring that you have as strong a security system as you can.
Well, there's strong evidence there now, Donald, that business people need to up their game. They need to get in their security suppliers who have installed their CCTV and alarms and look, are they capable of withstanding robust, what we call robust criminal attack? They have to target harden their premises. They have to get into the real world. We've had enough instances of this now where people, business people, as I said earlier, need to stop what they're doing or what they think they're doing and review what they should be doing or what they should have. What levels of protection have they? Have they easy access onto roofs, i.e. by pallets or products or discarded items up against a wall that allow people to scale up easily? Are their roof spaces protected? Is their alarm has its secondary backup? CCTV, is it been uploaded to either cloud storage or have we secondary devices? Because in Tullygay, in Kiernan's and Tullygay, the CCTV unit was removed. So you're as well having no CCTV if it's easily accessible. So we ask and appealing to people, you know, these are certainly crimes that could be stopped or reduced, and hopefully stopped, rather, I'll not say stopped, but reduced, and people may have be of the view, if they want to get in, they'll get in. If you put enough obstacles in their way, they'll move on. It's as simple as that.
The appeal always is to people, if you see anything suspicious, however small, however minor it may appear, please do contact Gardaí, please do engage with the text alert system or whatever may be in operation in that area, because investigations such as these are like jigsaws. It's not one big dramatic thing that happens, it's 100 small things that all come together.
Yeah, it's exactly like a jigsaw, and one sighting of a car or a person or even a time during the night, lights going on, lights going off, noise could help us to narrow down the focus. It could just be the important part that you need. And there are various different ways. You can contact your local guards. You can contact Letterkenny here at the focus of this one, or Ballyshannon over for the Lahey one. But there's the confidential line is there, 1-800-666-111. As you mentioned, the text alert, which has been a great vehicle for us to transmit information into us, you know, there's various different ways, but we would be asking the people in the community, just if you see activity around your local shop or filling station, which provides a great service in the community, and you don't want to see that being targeted by criminals, let us know, pass it on, and hopefully it'll deny these people the opportunity to do what they're doing at the minute.